of hours' time. Delighted to be joined on the line by the Managing Director of Global Capital Partners, Sameer Lakhani. Morning, Sameer.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
So, massively oversubscribed, as a lot of these privatizations are. They've raised $2 billion. They got offers of $82 billion. The strike price was 2.45 dirhams. What are we expecting when the bell rings in Abu Dhabi at 10 o'clock today?
Similar to what we've seen with other IPOs, I think we're going to see a pop at the open. But that's just the first day headline-grabbing news. Over the long term, we expect to see sustained price appreciation, as we are seeing for the other IPOs that have come recently.
Okay, so I'm going to use a couple of recent examples, and they've performed quite differently, to figure out which direction we're going to go. One is Diwa, the big high-profile one here in Dubai. Listed a few weeks ago at 2.48 dirhams. It did have, as you say, a first-day pop, went to about 3 dirhams a share. But now it's back down at its IPO price, just a couple of fills more than that. It's around about 2.5 dirhams. Fine, so pretty much the IPO price you can buy it for today. However, maybe a more realistic comparison is Fertiglobe, less high profile, but a company down the road in Abu Dhabi, again, like Borouge, out of ADNOC, fertilizer company. So in the petrochemicals world, it IPO'd at 2.5 dirhams. It's now 5 dirhams. So the share price has doubled and it has stayed doubled. Which of these do you think is the more likely precedent for Borouge?
Given what we are seeing in the energy sector with oil prices at the levels that we have seen, remember not 2 years ago, oil prices were trading at negative levels, you're going to see more likely a near-term price performance to the IPO energy sector comparisons rather than Diwa. But again, these are short-term metrics that we're looking at for retail investors, for institutional investors that are being drawn to these slew of IPOs. It's the dividend yield that is attractive, and that is going to sustain performance over the medium term.
So I got an email from my colleague Brandy Scott this morning, who I know you know. She's not with us today, but she is back on Monday. She subscribed to the IPO. She chipped in 100,000 dirhams, and she ended up with 2,500 shares. So, you know, basic back of an envelope math, 2,500 shares at 2.5 dirhams a pop. She's got about 7,000 dirhams worth of shares or so on. How are these IPOs being managed, Sameer, for retail investors like Brandy and others? Are they getting a big enough bite out of the pie?
Well, given the demand, right? I mean, I think WAM announced that for Borouge, the retail tranche was oversubscribed within the first hour itself. Retail investors are now getting used to the outcome that they're going to get very, very small allocations to these mega offerings. And the main reason why they're getting small allocations is because of this dividend ticket. The investing world is changing. We've had a near decade era of zero interest rates. And now that the interest rates are rising, we need the savings part of our budget to generate cash, and that's the economic tilt that we're seeing. Remember, in the West, equity markets are down, depending on which index you look at, between 20% and 25%. Over here in the UAE, equity markets are up, and these IPOs are a large part of the reason why they're up.
Yeah, it's tricky for the likes of Brandy to get a hand on many shares when you've got BlackRock and Fidelity, two of the world's biggest fund managers, buying shares as well. So the appetite is clearly global, isn't it, Sameer? Is that a new thing for this region, to have the likes of your BlackRocks and your Fidelities buying local companies?
It is. It's indicative of a number of factors. It's indicative of capital market maturity, economic maturity. But again, we keep coming back to the first principles, which is the fact that we need our savings to now generate cash. I mean, at a retail investor level, if we follow the typical 50-30-20 rule, 50% of our budget being allocated towards monthly expenses, 30% of our budget being allocated towards debt repayments, and 20% is the savings and capital investments, there is pressure on the 80%. And now, we need that 20% to work harder to generate more and more cash. which is why the Middle Eastern markets are now starting to buck the trend because of these, I would say, mouth-watering dividend yields that you're getting.
Mouth-watering dividend yields, that's good. So, I mean, they're 5, 6, even 7%, which is, yeah, not too shabby when you're getting one at best in the bank. Finally, Samir, what are the next cabs off the rank in terms of IPOs in any emirate, Dubai, Abu Dhabi or elsewhere? Tom, I know you're excited about, well, the place that we are today. You're excited about TECOM and the business parts like Internet City, aren't you?
Yeah, business parts, free zones, bring it on.
Fine. I'm excited about SALIC. What are you excited about, Samir?
I'm excited about all of them, right? Because they're all cash generating, and you know, we've had this zeitgeist that has captured the mindset about startups. That's great. That deserves the space. But this is for the value investor, the investor that is trying to say, look, I need cash on a monthly basis for my investments to meet my expenses. This is what the new theme is. This is value investing, and we're going back to first principles.
Samir, always great talk to you. Appreciate your time this morning. It's the voice of Samir Lakhani, Managing Director, Global Capital Partners. That IPO goes live at 10 o'clock this morning at 1 minute past 10. Georgia Tolley on the agenda will be telling you what's happening to the share price and covering it in detail throughout the show this morning. I'm sure she's looking forward to that. Okie dokie, from the stock markets to the real estate market, because every Thursday, Property Pulse. We look at the real estate market. Good one yesterday, Tom, wasn't it, with the guys from Houser looking at the price of everything from luxury villas on the Palm to a relatively affordable studio in Alcaçaz.
Exactly that, yeah. It is the it's the sort of blue water, isn't it, at the moment, in terms of good news stories. You want a good news story, you turn to all things real estate. And whereas we started off talking about luxury real estate and the growth therein, it now seems to be filtering through. And the bubble ain't burst yet.
If you missed it, it's available on the Bite Size Business Breakfast podcast from yesterday. Right then, coming up this hour, we continue our focus on inflation and commodities. It is the 100th day of the war in Ukraine. We are looking at the economic...